Well, hola, mi gente, welcome to another episode of Sazón Sessions. I'm your host, Manda Panda. And with me is the... and with me is the beautiful and the one and only Maddie.
Hey guys, yes, you already know it. I am underscore Barbie One or Marisol or Maddie, whatever you guys feel comfortable with. But yes. This is about to be a spicy episode. Like,
I feel wait. Like whichever episode we were supposed to record, either just you and I or with Neri, it was supposed to be spicy regardless.
Yeah.
So we definitely have we went from
again self love and then the boss bitch and then now I ain't gonna say nothing. Yeah.
Oh man, this could be interesting.
Yeah, it's gonna pretty much winging that.
Yeah. So like I told you, I have no idea what we're calling this. As the episode keeps going, eventually something will come to my brain to what to title this episode. But I'm trying to figure if I want to start with the post or the little meme thing I sent you.
Probably the meme and then the post, because I think the post would probably come like maybe after.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. All right, so I found this in a group page that I'm on Facebook. And somebody posted it, and they were talking about it, and I was, you know, of course, I wasn't agreeable with this, because I was just like, y'all lying to y'all fucking selves. So, It says, a man or a woman will never cheat on you if you give him or her love, care, time, and attention. I don't fucking agree with this shit.
You didn't tell me what exactly those comments was. So a lot of those comments was basically
A lot of people were saying like, yeah, that's all it takes to get your men's attention. And I'm just like, yeah, such a bullshitters, okay? Because a lot of women give you all the affection and all the love, and y'all still go out and y'all still cheat. Mm-hmm. Okay?
You think that a person is just gonna, well, okay, that's all it takes for 10 years, 5 years
after but marriage. That's the thing too, that a lot of women and men give this affection, right?
Yeah.
But they're not receiving the same thing. So then it's kind of like, because I went through this, you know, I was giving all the love, I was giving all the attention, I was doing my responsibility, but then when it comes to me, it's like, what's going on with me? Like, I have... You know, I had, besides sex, like I have other needs that needs to be taken care of. I want to feel the love for me, you know, that you love me and all this other stuff. Just your, you know, like my love language is words of affirmation. So, you know, like I'm a lot of verbal stuff, you know, so it doesn't take a lot to just to make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like I said, a lot of times you give it, but you don't receive it. Mm-hmm. And when you don't receive it, you kind of start shutting down.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, what the fuck? I'm doing everything I need to do, but I'm not getting the same affection.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
That's how I feel. Because I'm just like, and I'm telling you, I was looking at this shit online, and I was just like, yo, y'all a bunch of bullshitters.
Yes. And then bullshitter. When you showing me this, I'm like, I wonder what you think. But listen, that's people think that it's ideal fairy tale, and you just, there's not gonna be no arguments, there's gonna be no issues, everything's gonna be perfect, and things are not like that.
Right.
So if you expect, those people would expect just greatness, it's not gonna be that. It's not gonna be that. There's gonna be times that, especially if you're with a person for so long, there are gonna be changes being involved in your growth.
Yeah.
So there's gonna be, you know, some, and they say, like you saying, you're giving all of this to this person and this person is giving you the bare minimum. It's like this, they say you know, one person always loves the other a little bit more.
They show more, yeah.
And I believe that it's possible. I feel like, you know, this time around, you know, I'm still single. You know, I am talking to someone, too. But I'm single and just like focusing on and learning about myself and how I have to, you know, maneuver this time around.
Mm-hmm.
So even when it comes to that, like, I just, you have to be real, real cautious to like who you're pouring out. And like you said, you can lose yourself. Because yeah. That's one thing that I'm learning. I can't say I'm trying to learn. I'm actually learning. So I have to actually put that in existence to know, you know, how I am. Yeah. But what I've learned is the fact of you don't want to change for somebody. Like, you don't want to sit here and provide that same energy with anything. It could be negative, anything. You don't want to change yourself. So if that's you, if you're loving and you're all this and you're wanting to provide all of this and that person's giving you bare minimum, don't change it. Again, you can have conversations because communication is key. Have conversations mm-hmm. with this person. And sometimes, I can't say it was for everybody, but sometimes we can say that we're loving this person the best of our ability, but sometimes it's not the right way for that person.
Right.
And that's okay. It's just, okay, if we communicate so I can love you the right way that you need to, then, you know, okay. But if it's a continuous of you're just giving me nothing, then, you know, I have to part my ways because I'm not going to stay here and I want to do this. I know right. I'm capable of just loving and doing this. So why I'm giving this to this person?
Right. And that's something I was definitely like, I was washing my hair earlier and I was thinking about, oh yeah, my hair was so dirty. I had to wash it so
bad. I miss my curly. I mean, I was like, I need my curly.
But I was thinking about this and I was thinking about some other stuff too. And I was just like, it's crazy how sometimes we invest so much in our partner that we start to lose ourselves and mm-hmm. we start to lose what we're wanting, you know, because I find myself getting into relationships and pushing back what I want and what mm-hmm. I need in a relationship and focus on what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And after, you know, my last relationship, I was just like, I've learned that it's okay to have your own needs and wants in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's okay to speak it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, with this person that I'm talking to, like, mm-hmm. I've learned to verbalize a lot of stuff. Yeah. And so does he. Sometimes mm-hmm. he's a little strong on me, mm-hmm. but sometimes you need that because everything can always be like, it's okay type of thing. Sometimes you need a real yeah. true, yeah. you know, tough love.
We can relate right now because I'm kind of in that type of situation. And sometimes you do, you know, you have to be told about yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, I'm this way for real. And you just got to fix those things.
What did you say? Say it again because it cut off.
Oh, it cut off?
Yeah.
No, I said, me and you are like kind of in a similar situation right now. So we're learning mm-hmm. these things, but it's good to have someone that's going to tell you about yourself and like, not in like criticize you, but like in a good, genuine way. Yes. Not that they're just like coming down your neck and it just feels like I'm just being judged. Mm-hmm. Like this person is just like, you know what? You know?
Yeah.
Gotta work on these things.
It's like when you have those true friendships mm-hmm. where you have your best friend that would, you know, she'd ride or die for you or he would ride mm-hmm. or die for you. And they are okay with telling you like, hey, that outfit doesn't look okay type of thing.
Yeah.
That should be the same with a relationship because you mm-hmm. need to know what he likes as well or what she likes as well. And that's how he is with me. So like a lot mm-hmm. of times I find like I'm looking for outfits and something like that because it matters a lot to me and so I'll mm-hmm. send him something and he'll be like I don't think because of like how your boobs are like I don't think that's gonna look okay with you and he's mm-hmm. honest about it and that's why
yeah giving you like, genuine opinion
yeah
certain, yeah
and but vice versa like he'll do the same thing he'll send me something and I'm just like mm-hmm. you know or like sometimes like we're trying to get out of our comfort zone so he's just trying mm-hmm. to get out of his color because you know black is everybody's favorite color
yeah
and I'm just like black makes me look more skinny so
that's why yeah black is just the elegant it gives you everything
yeah and then you know with me my body shape, you know, everybody's like, oh, big girls are like the bomb, or some people just criticize big girls. But for me, mm-hmm. it's always complicated because I have big boobs and big butt. So mm-hmm. I can't wear something super flowy because then it kind of looks like I have a blanket over. Like, you know how they say you are like a
falana? Especially if it's flared from like, yes. you know, like under the breast down, it's going to yes. look you.
So, you know, that's why I'm always like cautious of what I wear, and I'll send mm-hmm. it to him, and then I'll tell him what's like, he's like, well, what do you don't like about it? I'm like, well, I'm concerned about this, and he's mm-hmm. just like, okay, then some, and he'll tell me too, like, sometimes just listen to your gut, because maybe mm-hmm. you're just not feeling too comfortable, but sometimes we got to get mm-hmm. out of that comfort, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah,
he does. That's nice. That's nice that he does that, because again, like you're saying, friends, it doesn't matter whoever is around you, period. I feel like you have to be open. Like, I want people to be open this time around, like, in my growth. Like, it's been some time. We talked about Boss Bitch, but it's been some time in my self-care journey. Like, I'm still on that, and I'm still learning. And I want everyone around me to feel comfortable if I do it to them. Mm-hmm. And that I want them to be, like, do to me. So, I don't like them friends that if I'm walking out ugly, and they let me walk out ugly.
Right.
Then you're not telling me my hair look crazy. Right. You're not telling me my eyebrows, my something.
Like, if I'm looking crazy. Before I cut my hair, mm-hmm. I went to him and I was just like, I'm thinking about doing bangs. And he mm-hmm. was just like, okay, that's different. And, mm-hmm. you know, the moment I colored my hair, the moment I cut my hair, he's the first person I FaceTime. You know, like, I cover the phone and he's like, why can't I see anything?
Are you
like,
ready for this?
I was like, are you ready? Like, when I first dyed it, I didn't tell him. Mm-hmm. I had mentioned in the past, like, I was thinking about going to blonde, da 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 da. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, that's different. You know, that's cool. So when I did it, he was like, I can't see it. I was like, I know it was on purpose. And he was just like, okay. And I showed it to him. He was like, oh, shit.
All right. Yeah. That's a man.
Like, well, hello, blondie.
Yeah.
You know, but like, it just feels good when you can associate with that person, whoever you're talking to, and just like, you know, they can tell you, I don't think that was a good look for you, or something like that.
Yeah,
just to be honest.
Yeah, or you know? Even like choices that we might make, because again, we can't really see things that we do sometimes.
Yeah,
and so, you know, sometimes we speak before we actually think about it, and again, we make these choices that it's not good for everybody that's around us. So right. for people to just like tell you about yourself at that time, it's like, okay, I'm gonna take it, you know, I'm taking accountability. And yeah,
so, you know, like, with all, like, with this quote, with the love and the care and the time and the attention, I can tell you, like, he's a little hard sometimes in regards of, like, you know, he is that type of person that I don't want to put him on blast, so I'm not trying to make him seem wrong.
Don't put him on blast.
He's trying to say. So I'm a little bit more affectionate, right? Okay. And, you know, everybody has their way to show affection, right? Yeah. And so I learned to understand his affection. Because mm-hmm. I remember I had I don't know if I told you, I think I have, about Donna, this psychic medium that we were friends with. Oh, so yeah. One time, like, I had a reading and mm-hmm. something was pulled about, like, she was like, are you talking to somebody? I was like, kind of. And so she was like, okay, you know, she was happy for me and stuff like that. And she was talking about, she was like, he's going to say something to you about, you know, only that you will understand. Because okay. he's like, and I was just like, she was like, I don't know that makes, I was like, it makes total sense. Because mm-hmm. he's not going to be the type of person that's just like, wow, you look really gorgeous today. He has his way to be like, yeah, that, wow, type of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He just has his own way that I understand what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
So with me, I'm a little bit more verbal. So I'm just like, you know, fucking look high. Or, you know, like,
yeah. I need this Say it out loud.
Yeah, I just say it.
I'm not saying go get a horn or whatnot. But yeah, of course. Like, it feels good to be told. Like,
right.
I definitely understand.
And so, like, he gives me all of that. Like, he gives me the time. Mm-hmm. You know, something that I've learned in all my relationships is that quality time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not so much of an outie person. Mm-hmm. I'm more of an intimate person. I like that one-on-one time. Like, when I went on a first date with my ex, we had went to, like, Dave and Buster's, and then we went for a walk in the park.
You're about to hear my dog bark. Keep going. But if you can keep on.
And then we went for a walk in the park. And I wanted, like, to do the walk in the park because we were catching up and getting to know each other again. Mm-hmm. I like moments like that.
Yeah.
You know? Some people, like, they just prefer to go to a movie. And I'm just like, yeah, as a first date, I don't prefer a movie. Because it's just, we can't communicate. The only thing you could probably do is just put, like, your tongue down my mouth. So.
Right. Like, it's a first date. We can't even talk in here.
Right. I can't get to know you. You can't get to know me more. So I never liked the movies as a first date. I did it years ago, but, you know, that's the younger me is not the same as I am today.
Yeah, right.
So, but yeah, that's like, I get his love. I get how he communicates with me. And that's all that matters, honestly. Nobody needs to understand the way we communicate with each other, the way we show affection for one another.
Yeah.
And of course, time is always a thing for us, whether it's FaceTime, whether it's texting or a phone call, or even just quality time together. Because I remember one time I got too adjusted to the FaceTimes.
Yeah. So he didn't FaceTime you and you're like, huh, hello.
I didn't talk to you today. You know, are you mad at me or something?
Now you're overthinking, Amanda.
Yes. Well, and that's the problem where sometimes, and I do explain this to him, sometimes you go through so much in your past relationships that past trauma starts to haunt your brain.
Yes.
And you start to overthink. Am I doing something wrong? Did I did something? Why didn't you call me?
I don't know why we are talking about this right now. My eye is jumping.
It's funny because I was talking about this with my stepmom not too long ago. And she was like, oh, you're crazy, crazy. And I was just like, no.
Hold on.
She was like, you're a little bit psycho. And I was just like, no. I was just like, it's my trauma. Like, it's not my fault. She was like, bendito. I was just like, no.
I was about to say that too, like, bendito. And like, I'm sorry for overreacting. My trauma is reason why I overreacted for the face.
Okay.
But it's understandable. Like, it's be patient.
Yeah, listen, I've learned a lot of patience. Shitload of patience with this, you know.
May I ask?
I'm just like, yo, had you been in my life a couple years ago, this shit would never have lasted this long.
Wait, how long you guys been talking?
I can't say right now.
Oh, damn. All right, so don't say.
I will.
But it's funny because your situation sounds very similar to mine.
Uh-huh.
And even when it comes down to the affection, because we, you know, you have to learn a new person's affection and how they work and, you know, their traumas as well. Not only our traumas and work, you know, I have abandonment issues. I'm going to let that be known.
Yeah. But
I also want to know what other people's traumas too, because that's,
listen, the trauma is real. No matter what kind of trauma it is,
it can be 10, 20, 30 years.
Yes.
And again, your mind, the mind is so powerful that I swear to God, we can think of 20, 30 different positive things. And that one negative thing can overpower the whole entire
thing. Oh, yeah. My old Sunday school teacher from years ago, he used to always tell us our mind and our heart is always connected. Whatever we think here, we feel in our heart. And yeah. That's why, you know, with the therapist I had before, she would always like, you know, I think, I don't know if I mentioned this on the episode or whatever, but she, if I had like a migraine, she said, so let's talk about your week. And I was like, oh, I was stressed about this in my head. And I'm like, oh, and it starts to connect to why you had a headache because you were all in your head, or why you're getting these chest pains because you were feeling so much pain in your chest, you know? And I'm just like, it's crazy how our body just connects with every
little thing. I think we actually spoke about that in the last episode.
I know I remember talking about it somewhere. But
it's so true.
Yeah.
And again, even in a situation like that. So that brings it down, our minds being so powerful that when we are in a relationship, for those people in the comments, that if they're agreeing with this, it's not the fact of we want things to go wrong, of course, but you have to keep a momentum. Like, you have to keep it going, keep it, you know, it's a lot of things that you have to do in order to have a healthy, long relationship. And both partners have to be able to put in that work, not one. And there's a lot of people that do settle. And it's like, okay, I'm staying here. I know what I want. But again, our brains, so now we're thinking about the next person and their feelings. And it's like, now I'm pushing my feelings to the side. And like you say, sometimes you do lose yourself. And we don't mean to lose ourselves. And nor is that person's fault that we losing ourselves. It's our fault. Because we know what the fuck we want. And we're not speaking. And that's one thing I'm trying to do, like, really speak. I'm sorry, and I don't mean to come out harsh or whatever. It's just me talking about what I want and what I'm willing to deal with, because I'm not going to tolerate certain things.
Right.
So if I let it be known now and you do it, or you're not doing certain things, it's like, okay, I already told you.
I'm just laughing because a couple of months ago, I forgot what me and him were texting about. And he texts me to relax.
What she was doing, Amanda?
I don't know. But I said,
how you felt?
Okay. And he goes, no. That's not what I meant.
Now you're being sarcastic.
I can't remember what it was. There's been certain times, of course, that I be doing too much and he'll tell me relax. But the first time he said it and I got so angry and I told him, I was like, that's trigger word for me. Like, don't tell me to relax.
Especially if I'm on 1,000.
Yeah. If I'm already up here and you tell me relax, it's just like, excuse you.
Let him know that's a trigger.
So when he said it this time around, I don't remember what the conversation was about, but he just texted something, relax. And I was just like, okay. And he was like, no, that's not what I meant.
You better fix
it. And I was just like, it's okay, you know. But the good thing is that he's listening and he's understanding, like you said, we're communicating to one another and he know what triggers me and I know what triggers him, you know. Yeah. Like 2 weeks ago, I think it was, we were in the car and I'm not a bossy type of person. So he was dropping me somewhere because I wanted to check the beauty salon. I wanted to check if my hairstylist was there and see what day she comes. So he misunderstood where I told him for directions. So he might have been a little hangry and he was just like, would just say it next time. And but he got a little upset.
Yeah.
And so, I reacted how he reacted.
Yeah.
And of course now we're both upset. And so, you know, I calmed down and I apologized. He said, I knew that was coming sometime. He said, I know he was going to bring that up. And I was just like, what do you mean? Listen, I'm just apologizing, okay? At least I'm one person to apologize when I'm wrong. There's other people that would not apologize when they're wrong, but I know when I'm wrong. So, you know, it's just, I'm just like that, especially like when I know I'm wrong, I don't apologize right away. I just need some time to cool down a little bit. Or sometimes I do say it right away if I'm not upset, obviously. Or if I said something wrong. But if I'm heated, I just need time to cool off. And then I'm like, listen, I was wrong for this. I'm sorry. You know?
Yeah.
That's something he could never say, that I don't apologize.
But sometimes you need a moment. Sometimes I'm the type of person that shut down. Like right now, like I'm trying to work on that and not shut down. Because once I feel like I'm not being heard, or you're not letting me talk, and you're just like in this urge of like just hearing your, especially if it's something that it's hurting me or I felt the way about, and I'm trying to express to you, and now you're making it about you. And I'm like, oh yeah, I shut down. So I'm like, I'm trying to work on that.
I had a whole, not to change subject, but I just changed my therapist because I shut down on her. She did something that pissed me off. Therapist? Yeah, the therapist I just had. She did something that it was just, well, because I had two other ones, but they were students. So it wasn't because I didn't want to work with them anymore. They were students, they graduated, and they went to a different facility. But this one was supposed to be a permanent person, but something happened and she pissed me off, and I know myself. Once I'm shut down, like, I can't let you back in. That's it. So she had to eat that. So not for no therapist.
Is this something you have to work on as well, Amanda?
I mean, it's her fault. Like, I'll tell you off camera what happened.
It probably,
and you'll understand why.
You probably had reasonable reasoning.
Yeah. Like I said, I can take accountability when I'm at fault.
Yeah. But
this is on her.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I posted a poll on the Sasson Session page that, you know, it occurred to me recently. So I decided to post about it. I wanted to see what people had to think. So it says, would you keep letters or cards your ex gave you? 38% said yes. 62% said no. What do you say?
Listen, what's the right thing to do? We're talking about cards, right?
Cards or letters?
I mean, the right thing to do is to like throw it out, like, you know? But you know, a lot of us, majority of us, hoarders, but we just don't throw out certain things, or especially like, unless you're moving and you're going through things and they're like, damn, let me throw this out. But I don't just immediately, I'm not the type of person to be like immediate and just like, oh my God, let me go erase all these photos and videos. Oh, let me go just rip up all these papers and stuff like that. Not the fact of even after the breakup is a meaning towards the paper.
Right.
It's just a paper right now. Now it's just a paper. It used to have meaning. But I mean, I need to work on that.
Well, I agree, because until I think I moved here is when I like found stuff that my ex-husband had gave me, and I was just like, I don't want this shit. And I would throw it out. Like, you know, I'm a hoarder for certain things. So like, I like to keep memories. So like when we flew somewhere or stuff like that, I would keep the tickets. And so I had found like those tickets. I found like the flyers, not the flyers, like the brochures to the places that we went to. And I saved all of that. And when I moved here and like, as I'm packing, I was just like, I don't want the shit. And I threw it out, you know, because I was like, why do I want to keep him around? Yeah. And so I made the post because like I told you, I was cleaning my room recently.
So question, how long did you guys break up until you moved to your new place to actually do that? Yeah. So when you guys broke up and stuff like that, again, because you want to break up and then do these things. So when was the period? Was it like a couple of months?
No, it was a long time. We already were separated. Because the thing is that I have
it
this
was years?
Green, yeah, it was years.
Yeah.
I have this green bag, and I think that's what it was too, because I think I still had that bag at his house. So when I moved here, I finally brought over my stuff because he said, you know, I can keep my stuff there until I had somewhere secure to live. Yeah. And so, because I didn't necessarily had a secure place when I had left his house.
Yeah, so I have, like, your storage stuff.
Right. So when I came here and I brought those stuff, that's when I found all those things. And I was like, I don't want this shit.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. So like I was saying, I was cleaning my room recently. And I found some cards that somebody wrote to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me angry because there was a lot of promises written in those cards. And I obviously threw it away. I don't find any meaning to save it because I know myself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I do get in my feelings about being 31 and been through a divorce and not having any kids. So I go through my roller coasters. Yeah. So if I was to keep that card, it will make me go back in my roller coaster. And like you and I were just recently talking about through text that we're going through our season of depression.
Yeah.
So I know if I hold those cards, even though I don't have feelings for that person anymore, it's still going to affect me because of what's written in it.
Yep.
So I personally can't keep it. There's, like you said, there's people that can keep things for years and years. Mm-hmm. I think one of my family members has, like, pictures and stuff from her previous marriage, and I'm just like, I can't do that. Yeah. You know, I created a whole new Facebook because I was going through a divorce, and I had, like I said, I had memories and had tags over and over.
Especially when it comes to social media.
Yeah.
Well, we was talking about, like, social media. Listen, right, the disrespect of Snapchat, because we're talking about between, like, letters, and when that was, like, you know, that was definitely pure, and I feel like I miss those times, because now we don't write letters, like, there's not a lot of, like, expressing. We can text all day, but a letter that you, like, sat there, stopped, and gently wrote, is so much meaning towards it. And then now, you just get slapped with a fucking memory, and it's like, I'm not with this person.
Which is also,
I'm
like,
not with this person.
Yeah, like, let me I don't, it was a couple of weeks ago, and a memory popped up on my Snapchat with me and my ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, disrespectful son of a bitch. Like, I don't want to remember this. I don't have it on my phone. I don't have it in my iCloud. But of course, Snapchat's like, hey, I got it. Here you go.
Literally,
I'm just like, and Facebook.
Look how far back I can go. And they would be disrespectful and give you a little clip of years of you guys. And it's like.
Yep. Right. It's a lot. And that's why, like, I be telling my sisters, be careful what you post on social media. Because somewhere in the universe, you think it's taken down. Girl, now that
Amanda,
I remember.
Oh, I was going to say, Amanda, you talking about that, like I told you, between 24,000 photos and videos right now. It's a lot of content, but this is just this phone. I have a lot of memories when it comes to social media, when it comes to Facebook. How long people had Facebook? I'm sorry, I had one Facebook. I know I'm not like a huge social media person. I never had like multiple like the same platform and then multiple pages. Like, I'm just one and done unless something really, really bad happens and somebody snatched it or whatever. Cause you know how Facebook, everybody's always getting hacked.
Yeah.
but I never got hacked. Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Have all these photos and videos. As we talked, like, I mean, you guys don't know, but I was in two long relationships. That's two 6.5, basically 7 years. I get two people. You think I'm gonna go back to every single or make a new Facebook? Because listen,
girl, let me tell you, every time I think I'm done erasing photos, more shows up, and I'm like, what the living fuck?
And sometimes I go as, and then you know what's good with, well, iPhone is a little bit better. I'm not sure if Android has this feature, but like on iPhone, the update, probably like a year now, you can like see everybody's image. And when you click that image, it'll take you to all their photos.
Oh, yes, that's right.
That's exactly how I went to delete. Am I going to miss some stuff? Am I going to miss some videos? Or do I feel like, you know, certain videos is good, you know, either like content because we had a business or certain things. I'm like, fuck. Yeah. I don't really want this on my phone, but yeah. And then, like,
it grows too much.
I think I've seen, oh my God, you talking about you found that? Let me tell you what I found. It was probably like towards like going to the new year. Mm-hmm. We tend to go clean out everything and stuff like that, but sometimes we don't clean out everything because when we go back, we find something that we missed. So I found, this is my last relationship. This was like 8 years ago relationship.
Okay.
And I found like this little, like, you know, them three like from H&M and like the photo booth thing.
Yeah.
I found one of those of me and her. And I'm like, what the fuck? I would think I'm not angry or, you know, I don't feel those now because it's been years. Yeah. Not even with the last, like, I don't feel no hatred or whatever. Whatever. It is what it is at this point.
Yeah.
What the fuck? We're grown. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen that. I'm like, what the fuck? It's been this long. Why are you, how many times you go through your stuff and you didn't see this? That's in the trash though. I was like,
girl, you know what's crazy? That no matter what you erase from Facebook, Instagram, MySpace back in the days, Skonex back in the days, somewhere in what is it that's called the black cloud or whatever, the dark web, there's a way to find those pictures.
Yes,
I had an ex-boyfriend in high school. Mm-hmm. We were together for, I think, 3 years, something like that. And we broke up, and maybe like a year later, he had texted me. And he says, I decided to Google my name. And look what came out. A picture of me and him from when we were together.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And I was just like, ew. And I was just like, oh, crap, this is on Google? So I started like Googling my name because, you know, I don't put my actual name. So so I started putting everything what I usually put my name under. And I'm just like, and you know, that's why I tell my sisters, be careful you post because they don't believe that your bosses can find you. And I'm just like, all you have to do is just type in your name and it will pop up.
Yes.
You know,
especially when it comes to jobs and stuff like that, posting certain things, like you would get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking shit. It was like, I see when you posted. I'm like, so? Y'all see that?
I had, I was going for a state job years ago, and they asked you to log in to all your social medias. And they was just like, you sure that's all you got? And I'm like, yeah.
You're not going to judge me for what I have here 8 years ago.
Right. And that's like, they will... They will find shit from years. So if you posted a picture with you in a blunt from 3 years ago, they got to find that shit.
You'll be like, oh, yep, she needs a drug test. That was 8 years ago. Relax. Tag photo. Busted.
That's why, like, back then I wasn't smoking. Mm-hmm. So, but they would, like, when you do those state tests, for the city, mm-hmm. They literally take from your hair.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Because your hair holds up to 3 months.
Yep.
And I was just like, and I used to
hate it. I'm like, hold on. Like, people smoke around me all day. So, you might as well get my feet.
Yeah, but like, you know, now it's legal in New York City, so they can't really, like, do anything about it. So
yeah, I know, I love it. I was like, what, you can roll the blunt right here? I'm going to go outside, cows passing, like, yeah.
So the other one I posted was, would you keep gifts after a breakup.
Oh, Lord. So thank God I didn't say what I was going to say in the other one, because it looks like it's going to be for this one.
62% said yes, mm-hmm. and 38 said no.
Wow, that turns the table. Mm-hmm. Because if the piece of paper is not worthy,
right?
Then it's a gift.
Yep. They would say, I ain't giving back those gifts. I'm not
throwing Amanda, away. What do you think, Amanda? What do you think? Because, listen, it depends on a gift.
It depends. It really, really depends. Because my ex had bought me a necklace, right? I'm not going to throw this necklace away.
Right.
I'm not throwing out both of them that he got me. The reason being is because one of them is a locket with my uncle's picture inside. And for anybody that knows, I was very close to my uncle. My uncle passed away going on 5 years in December. And it's a picture of me and him. So I'm not going to throw that shit out. This is not about him. This is about me and my uncle.
Exactly. Right. So an example like that.
Yeah. So, but I also like, well, recently.
The other one wasn't about your uncle though, right? So what was the other one?
Oh, the other one was a panda necklace.
Because okay, it's panda. Obviously. So right. You want this panda back? People be Indian givers.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, give me my stuff. You can get your stuff.
So, but I also have like rings that he got me. Mm-hmm. And I was wearing them for a while. I actually just recently stopped wearing both of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm honestly, it has nothing to do with him. It was more so, I'm just used to having rings on my ring fingers.
Yeah.
For a long time. I think even when I met you, I would always wear a ring on my ring finger. And until I found my Sweet 15 ring, that I took it off and I started wearing my
Sweet 15.
And so, and the only reason why I don't really wear this ring is because it's gold. And I'm more of like the white diamond and stuff like that, like silver stuff. So I only wear it because it just feels really comfortable and it's really nice. until I can replace, you know, pearls are my birthstone and it's my favorite thing too. So, but the other ones, it was just like, yeah, there was a meaning behind one of the rings, but I was just wearing it because I just wanted to ring my finger, honestly.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do, like, I was holding on to him, and certain people were like, well, isn't that, like, you holding on to him? I'm like, no, I just like rings on my fingers. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have the Charm Pandora bracelet,
mm-hmm.
and I have a lot of the charms, honestly, that my ex-husband gave me, but the only one I took out was, like, a rooster one. Because we had this thing, like, I was his panda and he was my chicken, but they didn't have a chicken. They had a rooster, so we got a rooster. So I took the rooster out because obviously that symbolized him.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything else I kept. I kept the two,
I still got my Pandora bracelet. When it comes to, like, jewelry, I feel like...
Yeah.
I'm not... Unless you're going to take it back, it's like... I have you bought the Pandora bracelets, but we both bought charms. So I'm gonna just take off the bracelet and the charms that I bought and just buy a new bracelet to put my charms. Like,
yeah, what? Exactly. So honestly, it all depends because I have one stuffed panda here that he got me. And I'm just like, I'm not gonna tell him to take back the panda because I know he's not gonna do anything with it.
Yeah.
And plus, like, me and him don't have any contact with each other. So it's just like,
I like pandas. That's why I have it. Not because.
Yeah. To hold on from him. It's just a me thing. I love pandas.
Mm-hmm.
Pandas are what I love. You know, there's a lot of things that the guy I talked to got me. And it doesn't necessarily, trust me, like, at this point, it's like a lot of shit in my room that I would be like, here, take this back.
Right. But
I wouldn't do that because I know, like, for example, he got me, what is this thing called? I'm, like, having a brain fart right now. It's a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
it's a whiteboard with the place where you can like it's a split, and he got that for me because I was like, I was worried about the cases rising up. This was back in like January, December, and I was like, you know, like I need something visual, so if I had to do remote from home and da da da. And he bought that just because, like, he knew I was thinking about it, and he was like, this is just because. And we've done a lot of gifts like that where it's just because I thought about you, I saw it, you would like it, this is for you, you know what I mean? And honestly, anything that I've gotten, like if we was to stop talking, anything that I've gotten him, I don't expect them back. It was just, I thought about you and this is for you.
Right.
I'm petty like that. I feel like asking gifts back are like you're being petty.
That's that Indian giver shit. Like, I don't listen. I'll give it back. You can take it. I'm not pressed about it because it's not that big of a deal. No, I'm going to just be like, oh my God, I hate this person. Let me trash it. This just reminds me of this person. Let me just trash it. Or like, even if it's like, again, we go talk about jewelry, but even if it's like, clothes or like a pair of sneakers or boots or whatever, like, why?
Right. In my mind, I'm like, what you gonna do? You gonna give it to your next girlfriend?
Yeah. And why am I throw away? Okay, so what? Like, and okay, now it's mine. It was a gift.
That's one thing that I was like kind of going back and forth with myself recently, because I have some of his stuff here. My ex. And
you're not the only one.
Okay, I don't feel too bad.
Yeah, like, and I mean, it's about to be 2 years.
You know, it's in a drawer, and I've been wanting to give it to him, but like I said, I don't have
any. Yeah, that shit is not in my drawer.
It's not a lot of
stuff. Man, take that shit out the drawer and put it in the bag and put that shit tucked in the closet somewhere.
I did.
That's when you don't.
And then I recently, like, I took it out because I was, like, organized something, but it's literally, like, cramped up in one little
corner. Okay.
It's taking up my space.
And it took me a while, like, when my ex, like, left or whatever, she moved out. It took me a while to use the closet that she was using because it was, like, in our room. My mom's room, she has two other closets. In my office, I have a closet here. So I have like shoes over here, another closet over here. So she just had the closet in the room. Mm-hmm. And when she left and she took everything out, it's empty. There's still some stuff that was hers, but that closet was closed and I did not go in it. I'm like, And then probably like a couple of months, probably like, it took me like probably almost like 6 months. And then I'm like, you know what? This is my closet. Let me refill my closet up with my stuff. This is my shit.
Hell yeah.
I feel like that. But I mean, I do have like a bin, like two bins like down here because I don't really have a lot of stuff. So my two bins that's down here that's hers. But she did say throw it away. And then I'm like, okay, I'm definitely going to throw away. Just haven't got to it.
Yeah, I probably just like, I'll message somebody of a mutual friend and be like, listen, I have this of his here. Ask him if he wants it. Next time I see you, like, I'll give it to you so you can give it to him type of situation, you know, because I am a little upset because I had things at his house, right? Mm-hmm. And one of those things was kind of important to me. I don't want to explain why, but it was important to me. And I asked for my stuff back. This is back when we were civil, kind of.
Yeah.
And it was never returned. Because those, you know, those are my belongings.
Yeah.
As like a towel and underwear and stuff like that. And bras. And you know, like, I'm a big size, you know, I have big boobs. So my bras are like expensive. You know?
Yeah.
So I definitely want my bras back.
Oh, hell yeah.
Especially that those were Victoria's Secrets, because I'm just like, hell yeah. But, you know, some people are just like, just get over it. And I'm just like, but there's that one little thing that is just means a lot to me.
Yeah. And
it just kind of bothers me. But like with his stuff, I'm just like, if he wants it, he wants it. If not, I'm just like, I'm just going to throw it away because I don't want it here. You know, I'm at the point where I don't want to find any ties to each other.
Yeah.
you know, something that connects us, or we have to communicate with one another about that. Because once I got disconnected from him, that changed my whole mentality. I mean, I might be a little petty in the beginning, but now I'm just like, I don't care anymore.
You know? You're over it.
Because he's moved on, and it's crazy because I've said this before, like, it's not okay for me to move on, but it's okay for him to move on. Mm-hmm. But that's a different start, but a different time. I'm not going to get into that shit. But yeah, I definitely, it depends on the gifts. It definitely does.
It depends on the gifts because, I mean, my cousin had kind of asked me probably like 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. She was like, do you still got your engagement ring? Like, why not?
Do you?
So again, I was engaged twice. Mm-hmm. The first one I do not have because, of course, you have the Indian givers that just
wanted it back.
Nah, but like, yeah, when it came to that proposal, like the ring was just taken so many times, so it was easy to give it up the last time. So I was like, here, boom, we moving on. We broke up.
Yeah.
But this time around, I do have my ring. Okay. Not the fact that I'm wearing, not the fact of I'm over here opening the box and reminiscing. It's just, you know, stored in a spot that I don't, is in my jewelry, my like mirror jewelry stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's not something I can access and I just go in. It's just there.
Yeah.
And again, it doesn't really have a meaning to it. Maybe if I do get into another relationship, I don't want that person to feel uncomfortable me having right. it and thinking that it's a meaning. Of course, so I would have to remove it.
Listen, my mom, she's, I call her my grandma, but she was my stepmom's mom. Mm-hmm. And I call her my grandma. But, you know, she passed away last year and she had all her engagement rings.
Damn.
I think my stepmom, she had like 5 or 6.
Shit.
And she kept all of them. And I was just like, well, she better than me because.
Oh, no, yeah, I would have kept all of them. Yeah, I would have sold at least 5 of them.
Well, I sold mine because, like, don't get me wrong, I loved my engagement ring. Oh, I loved it. It had nothing to do with the rock. It was the bridge. Yeah. It had such a beautiful, that's all I would talk about. The bridge is so amazing. Mm-hmm. But I was married. And that's something that you can't just be like, it's just a ring. It's just like, yeah. No, this is a, I had the engagement and I had the wedding band connected to it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is too much for me. Mm-hmm. So I had to let it go. And I sold it.
And that's fine. Because again, there's certain times that when we have to cleanse, that moment that we have to cleanse, there's period of times that we just have to cleanse and just throw it out. And it can be even a time that, you know, everything is going good. We still have to clean out so we can be able to receive all this good stuff.
Yeah.
So sometimes it can be a couple of years now. Maybe, you know, we're talking about it now because I haven't thought about the ring since it's been there since last year and I took it off. Like, last year. A couple of years ago. Yeah, because it was basically New Year's of 2021. So December of 2020. I basically took the ring off.
Yeah.
It's been there and I haven't mentioned it. But I don't know if it's going to be a period of my life that I need to cleanse and I need to maybe throw that away.
Right.
It could be something.
It's like you said, if you end up finding somebody that you are fully committed to.
Yeah.
And you don't want that to be like, maybe sometimes some exes are just like, I don't care, like, you ain't with that person anyways.
Yeah.
But if it's a bothersome, then I'm just like, okay, I'll get rid of it. Like,
then it's different, I'm not
it interfere with my relationship if it just got to bother, you know? But I definitely get.
Yeah, even when it comes down to social media, that's why I am a hoarder, so I definitely keep a lot of photos, a lot of videos. I love keeping memorable things I love to keep. So when it comes to that, I love to keep it. And my last relationship, we didn't like go through each other like, oh, let me go look through her, you know, through her tag photos or her Facebook, like old as albums. Mm-hmm. Like, it was never really like that, like when it comes to social media with us, which is good. And hopefully the next person, it don't have to be with social media because I'm not really a
Yeah.
Mm. And that, it wouldn't bother me, vice versa. Would it bother you, though?
Me?
Yeah. Would it bother you, like, if the person was to have old things from their ex? Let's flip the script.
Well, I know him, and he is not a social media person.
Yeah. But, like, if you've seen a photo, like, an old photo in the crib of both of them, and they've been... in the house. Like, it don't have to be hung up, of course, but maybe, like, in a book or whatever, and it just slides out, or you're around papers in a drawer, and, you know, it's not, like, something that he goes through often.
It depends.
Yeah.
Because I would definitely feel a way if my ex-husband, like, had a picture of me still, like, from our marriage, and let's say it slipped out, whatever, and his new girlfriend saw it, I can understand her getting offended because, of course, we were married. Mm-hmm. You know? And same thing for, like, I don't want no memories of my ex-husband coming out of my house. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, I ain't got no pictures, you know? But with my current guy that I'm talking to, I don't know. Because if it's like a
prom, and again, you guys don't live together either.
Huh?
I feel like if you guys don't live together, so I feel like it's different. Rather than if we're moving into each other, like into each other's houses, or
house?
Yeah, you bringing that. Yeah. That means you went through it. You see that shit. Obviously, when you move, or you're just, you know, moving. It don't have to be moving into a new house.
Right.
He could be moving to yours, you can be moving to his, but right. The fuck?
That's what I'm saying. The only thing that I can find that I can't argue about is, like, if your ex was your prom day or something. Because, of course, you're going to have pictures of your prom and stuff, and the person in it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to question that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you're bringing, like, your ex-girlfriend, it's just a regular picture of your ex-girlfriend into my house, where I'm living with you, where we're supposed to start a new chapter. I'm just like, so you decided to bring this to our house? Like, I'm gonna ask, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna ask nicely, because then he might have missed it, you know?
Yeah.
But the same thing, like, I feel like he would ask me too. Like, if I had
pictures of my... And it depends on what you're about to do with that photo.
Right.
You're about to rip it up and throw that shit in the trash.
You gotta keep this letter?
Right.
Why do you want to keep this house?
I'm gonna ask the question and hand it nicely. Whatever you're about to do, that's whatever happens. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But this was so fun.
This was, because listen, girl. Even like the main topic, I'm telling you, these people are crazy. Why would you agree with that? And it's fine that people change over time. We just have to learn each other. Like, in a relationship, like, I feel like it takes two. We all change. I feel like human beings are never satisfied.
Never.
Literally, are not satisfied.
Go from winter to summer. People like the cold. Some people like the summer. And it's just like, it's too cold. It's too hot. It's like, human beings are never satisfied.
Never. Like, you can order something and you can be upset about it if it tastes bad or whatever. You can communicate about it. But then you get upset about it. It's like, damn, guess what? The next person don't even have a meal. But you're upset about this that doesn't taste good.
Yep.
It's just like, yo, can we just be grateful and, like, just, that's it.
Listen, that was my whole episode. The last episode I just made, just being grateful for life, or being grateful for whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes.
That would go a long way in a relationship.
Huh?
I said that will go a long way in a relationship.
Let me tell you, if you get sex for 2 minutes, be grateful you got some sex.
I mean, listen, if that shit keep happening for 2 minutes for a couple of months, that shit's a problem.
Oh no, then I'm be like, yo, what the fuck?
Right, that's how you giving it up.
Because let me tell you, a girl's getting
not satisfied. Me not being satisfied. Oh, you never satisfied. I can't be grateful for that.
Not every time we're having sex, it's only 2 minutes.
Shit, right. Don't make it a habit.
Right. Once in a while, it's okay. We have a little quickie, but that's about it.
Yeah, right. Shit. But love and all that stuff. Listen, love goes a long way. And you just can't change yourself as well. So that's another thing. Do not change yourself for the next person. No, so it doesn't matter if it's in a relationship, friends, family. We all talk about, oh, I'm going to give you the same energy. I switched that up so much, and I'm happier on this side.
Yeah.
Of not providing their energy and just providing my energy. And if I want to keep on pouring, sometimes I do catch myself like, damn, I'm doing this and I'm changing now. And I don't want to be this way because this person's not showing me affection mm-hmm. or showing me certain things. It's like, damn, maybe that person don't know how to do it.
Right.
So again, having that communication, just not changing yourself, speaking up for what the fuck you're going to tolerate, what the fuck you're going to deal with, and what the fuck you want.
That's right. He dicho caso cerrado.
Damn, only if I had a thing. If I had a thing, yo. Girl, it would have been over. Oh, mic. Drop the mic. Something. So I just dropped the lip gloss.
It goes dropping lip gloss.
I can't even find it. But this is an amazing episode.
For joining me. I know it's been we were like, we're going to record, and then I forgot, and then
we both were like,
through these seasonal depressions that just be catching up to us.
But listen, be grateful. Listen, we did one last year. I was going back because I wanted to send, like, whoever didn't listen to it, I wanted to send it, and then I normally listen to SoundCloud. Now yeah. I have podcasts, so I can just share it through podcasts to my people.
Yes.
You know, that but thank you for having me.
Oh,
again, we have to be grateful and blessed. This is our second episode this year, which is the only in October. We can probably pull in like at least like two or three more before that. Yeah.
So listen, I am trying to make this episode happen with Neri.
Yes.
This one's gonna be really nice.
Yes. Yes.
I can't wait to do that one. But we're gonna
Gonna be a long one.
Here. And like I already told everybody, they're gonna see more of you. And I'm for it. I'm excited.
Yes, me too. There's a lot of topic, a lot of like craziness. So definitely stay tuned.
Yes. But before we go, I'm going to leave with this quote as I promised. Mm-hmm. If you want something new, you have to stop doing something old.
Say that one more time.
I'll say one more time for the people in the back. If you want something new, you have to stop doing something old.
Exactly.
So leave that old shit in the past
and be okay with changes.
That's right. And Panda, bye
Barbie.